Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got round three kicking off a little bit later tonight. We've got the Manly Seagulls taking on the Parramatta Eels. The Manly Seagulls, of course, coming off a bye in round two and a big win in round one over the Canterbury Bulldogs, who bounced back in round two and had a very impressive win. So maybe Manly, they might be the real deal this year, just quietly. They've really impressed me so far, whether it be trials, whether it just be the off-season in general. Manly looking very, very good at the moment. Taking on the Parramatta Eels, who, despite being an 0-2 team, I don't really think they've played that poorly, to be honest with you. I mean, they got so close to beating Cronulla last week. I actually thought they were the better team over the Melbourne Storm in round one, but they're just struggling to win those games. They're just struggling to get it done in the back end. And, I mean, the question has to be asked, you know, what on earth are they doing with their interchange? I personally think that's what cost them the game against the Melbourne Storm. Jermaine Hopgood, my boy, you know, he'd got through so much work. It was incredible. 84th minute, him and Josh Hodgson, who had both played all 84 minutes for no apparent reason. Both missed tackles there that sort of cost him the game. He had a couple of poor missed tackles at the back end of the game against the Sharkies as well. I just don't understand what he's doing with his minutes there. Why is he playing his middle forwards for so many minutes? And it's starting to create the narrative that Hopgood isn't a good defender or whatever. I mean, fuck me, when you make your 60th tackle, you can be forgiven for missing your third, especially when the coach is putting you out there for way too many minutes. It's fucking ridiculous. It's early in the season. It's hot. It's brutal. Why on earth is Brad Arthur doing this with his interchanges? I cannot work it out. It is bizarre, and I think that if he does it against Manly tonight, I think the Manly runs away with this one, to be honest with you. Round three is always an interesting one because there's always a couple of teams that are going in here without wins. There's always one or two good teams going in without wins. This week, there's two good teams going in without a win. There's the Parramatta Eels and there's the Canberra Raiders. I'm tipping one of them bounces back with a win, but I don't think that will be tonight. I think the Canberra Raiders will knock over the Sharkies, but I still think Manly will beat Parramatta. For me, coming into this game off the back of a bye for Manly is huge. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's early in the season. You know, bodies aren't that sore. It's not about bodies being sore. It's about having the extra week to prepare. So imagine if, you know, giving a good coach like Anthony Seibold, quality players like DCE, Turbo, these sort of guys, it's not about the well-rested week. It will be as the season goes on. It will become more and more important, but I still think that for this, the entirety of this season, it will always be important to have 2 weeks to prepare for a side. If I'm looking at Parramatta, so many weaknesses in this team as it stands right now. They've had 2 weeks to prepare how they're going to isolate Bryce Cartwright. They've had 2 weeks to prepare how they're going to isolate Wonga Blake. There's a few targets in this team that you can get at. And I have no doubt whatsoever that Manly will come into this game with a plan to get at those points. They would have been practicing for the last 2 weeks. They would have had opposition players at training in a post session in their bibs and whatnot. Fluoro bibs, they would have been getting to certain spots, targeting certain guys. And Parramatta, they are putting out a few guys that you can target in this game. And I have no doubt whatsoever that Manly will get to them. And I also think that if, you know, Parramatta run out with their same interchange and they use, you know, four or five interchanges, whatever it might be, as crazy as they have the last few weeks, that sort of writes their game plan as well, to attack them through the middle, to try and isolate these guys, these big bodies playing big minutes, your Regans, your juniors, these sort of guys. And Hopgood, you want to force him to make 60-odd tackles. So I'm leaning towards the Manly Seagulls in this one. I think if you have a look at the odds with Sportsbet, they're at about $1.70. I actually think that's value there. I'm pretty confident they get it done. On top of all that, it's at Brookvale Oval. I am very confident Manly get the job done tonight. $1.70 is juicy. Parramatta, $2.15. I think they should be further out, personally. I still think they're missing someone off the middle that can have a real impact. Jack Murchie's the big minute guy off the bench at the moment. They're desperately, desperately missing a Ryan Madison. They're desperately missing a Sean Lane. I like Manly tonight. Josh Schuster, he comes in for his first game of the season. Obviously had a huge offseason, then had the injury in the early weeks. We haven't seen him yet, so this will be his first game. Very excited to see how he goes. I like that he's coming in under pressure, and people might say, oh, he's not under pressure, he's good as gold. But, I mean, the reality is that...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One of the players, if not the player of the preseason, was probably Cooper Johns. And then round one, I thought he was fantastic. So as much as I think Josh Schuster is the out-and-out 5'8 here at Manly, and I think he is the first-choice guy, there is no doubt whatsoever in my mind that there has been a conversation with Seibold and the staff going, hey, you know what, if Josh Schuster doesn't work out, we've got Cooper Johns there. If we're lacking something in the middle or on that edge, we can always shift Cooper Johns back in there and move Josh Schuster around. So I like that he's got that little bit of pressure on him. I really like that for Josh Schuster, and I think it's exactly what he needs, to be honest with you. I am tipping the Manly Seagulls get the job done here at Brookvale Oval. Some guys that I like anytime try scorers. I'll start with Parramatta first. I think there's a bit of value. I think there's a bit of value in their spine. I like the halves always. Very good support players. They're always creating things down their edge, but then they're always backing up on the inside as well. Dill Brown, $4.30. Love that. He can create so much down that left edge. And Mitch Moses at $5.60. I really, really like that for Mitch Moses. Great support player. Lightning quick. Any half opportunity he gets, he will turn it into points. Dill Brown, though. I like the way that Parramatta plays second phase footy, and he finds himself outside, inside Bryce Cartwright, who I think can produce a couple of offloads in this game. I'm bigging on him this week for Supercoach. So Dill Brown and Mitch Moses. Dill Brown, $4.30. Mitch Moses, $5.60. I like the value there. And I'm going to take my boy once again, Jermaine Hopgood. He will score a try in the next few weeks. You get him at $6.75 here. I reckon that when he does score, you will see him get put over the line by Josh Hodgson. His combo with Sonny Luke last year in reserve grade was fantastic, and I think you can see that again at some point this year. So Hopgood at $6.75, absolutely love that value there. We'll be getting on him for the next few weeks. It will pay off soon. For the Manly Seagulls, Ruben Garrick and Tommy Turbo, these are the two hottest properties here. $1.83, $1.91. I mean, if you can multi those two together, I don't mind the value there. I think that you can have a couple of same-game multis here that could include those two and maybe one other. The other two guys that I would be looking at, I mean, for Ruben Garrick and Turbo to score, you're getting $3.30. I really like that. I think that's good value. The other guys I like, Olakau'atu, $3.15. Very good value. But the one that I think is out way too far is DCE. Scored three tries in round one, but even if you take away that, I do think the Manly will create plenty of opportunities, and he is one of the better supporting halfbacks in this competition. You got three cracking supportive halfbacks and 5'8s there. Dill Brown, Mitch Moses, DCE. I would say that DCE has probably scored the most tries by supporting up through the middle. He is just alive and pushing on everything. So DC at almost $6 in a game I think they win at Brookvale after scoring three tries in the first game. I think DC at $5.75 is very juicy. Ruben Garrick, Tom Trbojevic into DCE. You're looking at about a $15 multi there with Sportsbet, same game multi. So I really, really like that value, and that's the one that I'll be on. My favourites value-wise, DCE, $5.75 and Hopgood at $6.75. But I reckon there's a really good chance that Dill Brown crosses in this one. Olakau'atu, always good. Obviously, he's got a fantastic connection with DCE there. He will be up going up against Bryce Cartwright, who is one of those guys that I mentioned that I think Manly will target there. So I'm sure that DCE will be trying to isolate Bryce Carwin on Olakau'atu, one of the hardest guys to handle. So 315, pretty nice there. I mean, I reckon there's a world where all four of those Manly boys score, to be honest with you. So you could get DCE, Tom Trbojevic, Olakau'atu, and Ruben Garrick. $41 odds. I don't mind that. I'll be having a little Michelle Pfeiffer on that one, I think. But yeah, guys, Manly win this game for me. I think they win at $1.70. I think they get the job done at Brookvale off a bye, and I like Garrick, Turbo, Olakau'atu, DCE, Brown, Hopgood, and Moses. Obviously, Garrick and Turbo, pretty short, under $2. We don't really like to give those anytime try scorers to you guys, but if you multi them together, $3.30, I really like that. We will be in Rockhampton tonight. I'm actually about to go jump on the plane to head up there. No, Friday we'll be in Rockhampton, sorry. I'm going to get on the plane today, but Friday we will be at the hotel there doing the live show. So very, very exciting week on the Rugby League Guru podcast. Plenty of content to come. Plenty more content coming today as well. Plenty to touch on. The Roosters made some big announcements over the last few days, and we've got The Wire, our Supercoach draft show featuring the weekly rubdown. You'll really, really enjoy that if you are a Supercoach draft player.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.